This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, the production company that's made the video you're watching or the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 5 weekly podcasts, a 6th event podcast, video event one-shots, and an additional video D&D campaign. But we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows and vote on the way their stories will progress. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please, join the Dumb Dumbs and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. DUMBDUMBDICE. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for being part of our stories.
Welcome back to Dumb Scum and Villainy, a Dumb Dumbs and Dice podcast where professional voiceover artists and improvisers explore the underworld of this Star Wars Edge of the Empire role-playing game. I'm your host, Blotto the Toydarian. This series features our Game Master Tom McGee, Ryan LaPlante as Abraxas Brash Core, Tyler Hewitt as Vic Denbar, Guy Bradford as Engage 311, and Adam McNamara as the forgetful psychopath Waka Waka Fonzi. The gang were forced to battle a legion of stormtroopers and a mecha rancor and have barely survived thus far. Brash saved Vic from the coffee shop with the righteous indignation and revealed his Sith powers. Vic established he doesn't understand medical care. Engage was forced to hide after he lost his lightsaber, and Waka is in a rancor's mouth and it bit his legs off. There, you're caught up, so get out of my shop or spend money. No credits, only money.
Engage, you are crouched in the forest. You've become one with the trees. Your camouflage is actively hiding you. And you remember back when you were running the Waka initiative, people used to give you shit all the time about how much time and effort you put into camouflage skills. They're like, when are you possibly going to need snow-covered tree at night camo? But you painstakingly sat down in Star Wars Photoshop, which I assume is those weird, like, blue, grainy line graphics. But damn it, even in those, you figured out every possible camouflage you could need.
Ooh, it's Holoshop. That's what it is.
Holoshop. Oh, Star that's Wars. Very good. Yeah. Yeah, damn. You should get the whole Holoshop suite. You are crouched there, and you see Waka heroically grab his fork gun, and you're fully expecting to see a rancor explode. Instead, you see a pair of legs drop out of its mouth as it clamps its jaw shut.
All right, so now I'm like, what? No. I only just fused with the fella
a little while ago, the bond, it can't be broken now. And so basically I snap into badass mode and I take out my eyes and I basically shove them on a giant tree, the biggest, heaviest tree I can find.
Mm-hmm. The king tree.
Yeah, and then I open them up and basically and put up my voice box on that same tree. And then I'm like, hey, asshole, I'm right over here. Give it everything you got. to the big Rancor.
So it's a full-on, like, Kylo Ren in Force Awakens temper tantrum. He just comes in with this, like, embarrassingly small lightsaber in his massive hand. And he just starts hacking that tree. And he's like, you stay away from my family. Get off my plane.
And so basically I come up from, my Siri just turned on when you said that. Oh God, why did that happen?
Why did you program Siri to only respond to Harrison Ford quotes? Snakes, so why did it have to be snakes? The weather is 7 degrees.
Well, he's slashing at that tree. It's almost going to be chopped through. So I used all of my weight and my rocket punch to punch it from behind so that hopefully that tree can crush the Rancor.
Oh, damn. All right. Let me look up the rocket
pretty
fist
smart,
rules.
Huh?
Yeah,
the rocket
smart.
Fist lumberjack rules, Tom. Those are pretty common.
Yeah,
in the Empire.
The rocket punch Dexter rules, I believe, is what they're known
yes,
as.
Yes.
But it's a close rocket punch because I'm right behind it, so it'd be basically the 1-inch punch. Like,
yep, yeah, just full bursty,
like Cyclops or not Cyclops, Sentinel rocket punch from Marvel vs. Capcom 2 with that extendo arm.
Yeah, Cyclops rocket punch is just him losing an arm.
Yeah.
Oh God.
He looks
love
at
me, Gene.
It's gone.
Okay, so Guy, correct me if I'm wrong, but do you have garbage brawn in Brawl?
What did you say?
What's your skill set when it comes to Brawl and Melee, sir?
Oh, let me look this up.
He's powering up.
Check out the right side of the character sheet.
That's what the rockets sound like when he fires them. They're just like, they all kick on.
Hang on, I might have...
So I got no Melee. Or Melee, Smash Brothers. What's the other thing you said?
Brawl?
So,
where
wait,
are you
no.
piloting
oh,
it's tree?
Yeah, and I got no Brawl either.
That's
no
all right. I found
either.
I found your sheet. So you've got 2 Brawn, and you have... I like that you wrote species 3PO.
Does this count as like clean?
Not.
You know what? I'll give you mechanics since you are literally launching part of your anatomy at this tree.
Yeah, you are the fulcrum.
I am the last one. I am the pivot point.
Okay, so my mechanics plus 3. My brawn is 2.
Okay, so that is 2 yellow, 1 green. You're punching a stationary object that's being hacked apart by a lightsaber. So I'm going to say this is a 1 purple. I'm going to give you 2 black for not having eyes right now. You can see the hell out of a Rancor attacking this tree. But you can't really see the tree. So as you like feeling me like trunk.
But to be fair, I can hear it.
You can hear it? You can't taste it because you're a robot. But, yeah, you can hear it. You can hear the tree.
Also worth noting, you're pushing from the bottom. Yeah. It's not really where you want to push from to knock a thing over.
But you are launching it with rocket power, which is good.
Yeah. And what about my heroic might of being touched by my legless prodigy?
Yeah, I'll give you one boost for that.
Okay, so let me get this straight. I got 1 green... 2 yellow, 1 purple, 1 red, 1 blue, and 2 black.
No red.
Yay! Okay.
This is, on paper, an almost unfailable check. I look forward to seeing the results.
I was going to say, I would like to use a destiny point, because I feel like pointless murder vengeance is what Engage exists in the universe for.
Okay, fair enough, bud. So, sure.
So
grab
that green becomes a yellow.
Green becomes a yellow, yep.
Hey, fella, before this happens, know this. I'm taking your eyes.
I only have eyes for my family.
Two successes, one triumph.
Wow.
Timber, baby. Just call you Mr. Worldwide because you're yelling timber.
It's going down.
It is going down. Okay. Although I guess technically Kesha says that particular line. So just call you Kesha. The tree collapses, and if there's anything we've learned from the Star Wars movies, it's if something falls on a Rancor's head or neck, that Rancor dead. So the tree collapses. You hear a mighty snap, both of the tree and its neck, as it slumps to the ground. And as the light goes out in its eyes, he just manages to say a quote from witness. And then he his green lights go black with that famous quote from that movie. Robotnik is dead.
Yeah, and over his shoulder, you just see an overweight, oiled up man come out of the woods and just go, not again.
Yeah, and then he cries. He cries so much. All the Rancors have one human who loves them. All right, so with Robotnik down, Engage, you grab your eyes and mouth box off the tree, but you're still short two eyes, so cracking your robotic knuckles, you begin to scoop out the
the Rancor's other Rancor eyes. Continues to eat Waka. You're like, time for the cannibalism.
I mean, look, he said,
I'm like the Predator. I gotta get my trophy.
Yeah, yeah. Also, you might need those eyes. They're partially robot eyes. All right. So, meanwhile, the vehicle is speeding towards the Valley of the Rancors. Vic, you're not really sure what's going on. Do you think you'd be asking Brash any questions, or are you just kind of going along for the ride in the hopes that nothing bad or worse happens from this?
I'd be asking questions, yeah. I'd be have my arms like wrapped around his waist behind him while we drive, and I'd just be like, so what's going on with you and needing an apprentice?
I'm a Sith Lord now. And I look back over and wink at him, and I'm like, I can't die.
Well, that's convenient. When'd you figure that out?
Like this morning. It's been like 2 hours.
Oh, you've been a Sith Lord for just like a teeny little bit.
Yeah, I think it's sort of like being a prince or a baron or a CEO, you know? People just make you it and then game on.
Oh, man. I know a ton of princes and barons and CEOs. Like, it's like my whole social circle. I should teach you how to do it, then. You should be my apprentice.
That's not how this is going to play out. You got on the bike. You made a promise. And then I, like, my top knot's whistling in the wind, and I'm like, you made an apprentice promise.
Yeah, I kind of just wanted to leave a donut shop that was surrounded by stormtroopers.
Do you want to get left right here? Because that's what I would do with a naughty apprentice. I'd park the bike and then make you stand in the cold.
So it seems like every time you give me a choice, there's only one real choice to make.
Yes.
Are you doing that on purpose?
Like a Sith.
Well, all right, I guess I'll just keep going along then. Till my choices get better. I'll keep questioning this. And every time you'll be like, do you want to get jettisoned into space or stay alive? I'll have to, you know, weigh the pros and cons. But so for now, yeah, I'll stay on the bike, I guess.
Just like to imagine you've got like a flip chart that every time you're like, live, yeah. Die.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Good. I'm glad we both agree with this arrangement. And then I just, like, in my head, I'm just like, I can't believe I didn't try this earlier.
That is what I felt when I killed my master. Why didn't I do this earlier?
And then I just, like, lean forward on the bike and think really hard. And I'm like, what do you mean about killing the master? Like, apprentices, then they become a master and you send them away and then they open their own jewelry shop. I know that from Fahleen.
Okay, so about that, first of all, you should know that apprentices are expendable. Second, always two there are. It's called the rule of two. We have cool names for a lot of things, but not that.
But wait, if he was expendable, then why did I drive into the star style? I could have... I'm very injured.
Yes, but you see, he already has defining characteristics that set him aside from others, you know. Thus, he must be worthwhile or some such. Did you not see his skills riding the Sith disc?
Wait, I'd wanted to be a Sith Lord, but we're the lords of garbage can lids attached to a
motorcycle? No, your Sith apprentice rode it, so it is a Sith disc. This is your dope-ass Sith cycle. You get to name things Sith now.
No, none of it. Absolutely. Since
even his responses are not out loud.
Yeah, since he took control of the blade, no one else has heard Palpatine's voice.
So Abraxas is just like open mouth drooling, looking at his blade while his inner dialogue is like volleying back and forth.
It's that scene from Fleabag where Andrew Scott's like, "Who are you talking to?" and Ryan's just looking dead ahead at the camera.
Yeah. So like, when do I get the nut death? You told me that was going to pay off once I got the apprentice.
Well, you got to work at that. So you get the apprentice. First, you get the apprentice. Then you get the Empire. Then you get the Undeath.
But I don't... Can I have the Undeath first? It feels like it would make the other things easier if I wasn't going to die.
No, but you have to work at it and corrupt some people. And I mean, look, I'm going to level with you here, bud. I think I died. I think that's why I'm in this lightsaber, which was not part of my great design. But I'm still alive, so, like, still for realsies.
Wait, are you telling me I'm going to have to be in a can and then teach Vic how to be some sort of
only if your apprentice betrays you at an emotional moment because you're trying to kill his son.
But he's definitely going to do that. I was just really mean to him. Also, he's stupid.
Yeah,
but
okay.
But he's lucky, and that's almost worse than being smart.
Oh, buddy, you have picked some dangerous qualities for an apprentice. Me, I picked a guy with a spiky head who was good at fighting but bad at talking. Then I picked a film legend who was good at talking and bad at fighting. Then I picked a guy who was real spooky when played by better actors but real bad when played by the one cast to be him.
Okay, so that's sort of like how I had Nix, and then I guess Shatterstar kind of existed and was capable.
Nix was the horniest of the heads.
Now I've got Vic.
Wait, ask Vic how he feels about the high ground. This will answer all.
Vic, how do you feel about the high ground?
What is that, some kind of like gentleman's club?
Good. He does not understand that no one can defeat someone who has the high ground.
This is all... Vic, I'm having a weird day, but the important thing is you're a great apprentice. You're doing a great job. Let's go save our friends and then get your family back. Why am I here?
Hang on. Pass me to Vic for a second. I want to talk to him.
I am not doing that. We had a deal, which is you stay hidden.
Okay.
That's not a thing we're doing.
All right.
You'll tell him to kill me, because
he's right. Maybe. Good.
And then he just keeps saying similar things as you drive into the valley.
The Supreme Leader's turning slowly into Watto when he's really gregarious.
I mean, we are...
Maybe strike me down, become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Hey, friends, it's Ryan, but like regular Ryan, as himself, talking about Dumb Dumbs and Dice. Yes, I'm one of the people behind this show. Obviously, you're listening to the show. You're loving this show.
somebody's doing great. Probably not me, but like Tom, he does really good work. Tyler does really good work. Third person also does really good work. I don't know what show this is on, but the important thing is that you can support the show and join the show at
patreon.com/dumbdumbdice.
That's right. That address that I totally just said. Go there, join Dumb Dumbs and Dice, support the show. It's going to be great.
Anyway, so yeah, you pull up to the edge of some woods where you can hear shouting. You hear the classic thwip of a lightsaber, and you can hear the roar of multiple rancors. You're just kind of at the edge of the tree line. You can see you're kind of up a ridge on the high ground, no less, and you can see kind of a fire through the trees and shapes moving around. Big shapes, and the trees are shaking in like a classic T-Rex through the jungle Jurassic Park thing.
So, Vic, we gotta be quiet, but here's sort of the thing. I have two very small pistols, and I am surprisingly close to death. You have coffee on your boots. There are several rancors, and our murder friends are in there, assuming they're alive. I'm sort of leaning towards sit here and see how this plays out. But, I mean, what are you thinking?
Well, the bike was loud, and we parked it here, so this is the last known location of the loud sound. I think we need to move.
Honestly, like you're making some shockingly good points. Okay, let's do that.
And then I guess we'll just go hide in a different part of the woods?
Sure, so you creep into the woods, and as you're kind of making your way through the trees, neither of you are good at, like, outdoorsy stuff.
No.
So you're kind of like making your way through the trees, and then you see a massive tree fall over, and you hear a massive crack. And to your surprise, you see N-Gage scooping out an eyeball.
It's the forest. The forest is repelling against the rancors. We gotta get out of here. I run out of the trees. I can't be near the trees.
I was gonna say, I turn myself invisible, and under my suit, I turn my skin white. So even in the holes, I'm a little hidden in the snow, and I'm gonna follow Vic.
Yeah, you turn yourself invisible, and then the rancors see two arms.
No, I put them back on, but poorly.
You did put them back on, but poorly, but they're no longer attached to the stealth suit. So they are on your arms to keep you warm, and yes, you're white in the gaps, but they're just black because there's nothing powering them anymore. So just two, like,
I'll let it happen,
CGI Mons. Arms come running out of the woods with a screaming man. And all of the rancors stop and look. One of them turns and you just see like a dangling leg fall and hit the snow. You pause surrounded by an entire village of rancors. What do you do?
I know that they've seen us.
Yeah. Well, you still think
plainly
that
plainly clear.
I also don't think you know that Brash is with you because he like turned invisible and then like ran after you. But you just want to get out of the trees.
Yeah, yeah.
Though, I mean, if you look to your left, you will see two arms.
Ah, ghost arms. I will, if they're all looking at me, I'll just like raise my arms and say, greetings. It is I. I'm trying to remember the other name I made up for myself. I think it's. It is I, Xander Dreadlark.
I was going to say Renegade would also be an option.
I remember Renegade, but I think I started making up other personas. It's been a while. I am the leader of... My name is Xander Dreadlark, and I speak for the trees. And I'll just point to the one that's fallen over on this rancor. It's like, this one... came to interfere with my business and he paid the price. Please let me and my associates, I just gesture over to these floating arms, they go, oh, Jesus. My associates, hand job over here and what's a cool name for you, N-Gage? What do you want to be? N-Gage,
You're still in the trees.
I'm King Rancor, the right, Slayer. Yes.
King, my associate's hand job in King Rancor.
The Slayer.
The Slayer. We will finish our business and then we will leave your people.
Don't forget about Waka.
And Waka.
The Rancors look at you for a moment And then the scariest, most like scarred up rancor of them all turns and just roars like a mighty, ferocious roar. Engage, given that you're built of a protocol droid originally, some of your old kind of unused circuitry kicks in and you hear it translate. There is no king of rancors. We care not for patriarchal societies. I am empress of the rancors, and now you die.
Wait, but that other asshole was talking about how he was a good dad and shit.
Yes, I choose good dads to serve under me, Empress Rancor.
Well, Empress, I'm the best gosh darn dad there is of all dads. And you know what? I just became a really good dad to the thing you just ate. So please,
my son is eating that thing.
Yeah, so from one dad to one hardworking single mom. Hey, give me a break. Come on, pal.
So you're voice coding this as rancor roars. So yeah. All they hear from the trees is like more roars.
Yeah.
We're surrounded.
But truly, no one is more surrounded than Waka Waka Fonzie. Waka, your legs just got chomped off. You've got two blades in the uvula. You're inside this rancor's mouth. The fork gun is pushed against your chest. What do you do?
I guess my first question is, when you say my legs are cut off, what are we talking about here? Like, are we talking about, like, ankles gone?
No, I'm talking, like,
below the knee?
No, like, if this was a G.I. Joe... the legs broke off. Like, you still got the little, like crotch
from the
hit
hip
and butt
swivel?
Thing. The hip swivel, like, you...
So you're talking, like, bike shorts.
I'm talking bike shorts, yeah. Like, from a Never Nudes jean shorts down, it's just gone.
Oh, my God. And, Tom, what does that do in terms of health points? And how does soak affect your legs being severed?
Okay, so he still has his full armor. Because, you know, he's still wearing Mandalorian armor. Still pretty badass. Adam, what is your wound, your maximum wounds right now? Not what you're at, but like what the maximum is?
My threshold is 12.
12? Okay, so we're going to drop 4 off of that. No, 3. We'll be nice. 3. So
my max is now 9?
Yes, that is correct. Right. And your movement is much less. Because
0?
No, you can crawl. Okay. You're a capable fella. Also, all of your combat training is kicked in, so you're just like powering through the pain.
Right.
But also, you're inside a rancor's mouth. So, like, your options are a little limited there, but not 0. So, what would you like to do to this rancor that just took your legs?
So, after I get over the shock of losing my legs, I just kind of, like, I hug his, what's that called?
Uvula.
The dangle bit. I hug it as hard as I can with one arm, and I use my other arm to, like, kind of shove the fork gun up as high as I can and fire.
So outside, Guy, you come out of the trees and Imperator Rancor is like, wait, the story you've told me of how the lengths you have gone to save your son remind me of the lengths I have gone through to protect my brood. I once had to sell my favorite dad into robo-slavery so that I could protect my family. And granted, he came back, but, you know, you killed him. But also, you seem like you truly care about your Waka Waka Fonzie. You know, I think he and my little Billy are gonna get along just fine. And then the top of Billy's head explodes. and Waka just crawls out and starts trying to drive him like a mech suit, but it's a dying body, so it just kind of slumps and falls over. And Waka, you look up at the crowd surrounding you, and what do you say?
Okay, so my legs are again missing. I guess I'm bleeding a lot.
And you're crawling out of the top of a rancor's skull that you just exploded with your fork gun.
Jesus Christ. So I how much of his head is missing?
The top of his jaw is still there, but from there up is pretty much toast. Because, like, okay, your fork gun disintegrates people. So this thing, like, vaporized the top of his head.
Right, okay. So I kind of, like, pry off, like, two of his, like, biggest fangs, and I kind of jam them in my stumps to kind of make like blade peg legs. Yeah, little like teeth peg legs, and I kind of force myself to stand, and I like my fork gun, even though I can't do that, and I'm like, I may die this day, but I'll have your blood pave my pathway to hell. And I start firing wildly with my fork gun at all the rancors.
This episode of Dumb Scum and Villainy features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at the Ryan LaPlante on Twitter, Tyler Hewitt at Tyler_Hewitt on Twitter, Adam McNamara at AdamMcNamara13 on Twitter, Guy Bradford at Guy Bradford on Twitter, and our fantastic game master, Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode was edited by Ryan LaPlante, and all of Dumb Dumbs and Dice's art is by Decapitated Markers at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme song is In Orbit by Kronox, and our ad music is No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, J-A-H-Z-Z-A-R, all available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dum Dums and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com. Our Twitter and Instagram are at dumdumdice, and on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. But most importantly, we've got merchandise at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Dice. That's DUMBDUMBDICE. Now get out of my shop. I'm a Toydarian. Your Jedi mind tricks do not work on me.
Dumb Dumbs and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Menicola, Long Long, the Half-Blind Prophet, James Cuellar, DM Rob, Christopher Little, Joshua White, Olin Anderson, Sue One, Devin Boyce, George Dolby, One True Artistry, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.